103.7 to beat your boy Big Rob, the fat guy at the station. Sorry about that. I just got off the highway from dropping the kids off. You know, community, thank you for coming out. Community, thank you for praying with the children. And thank everybody that showed off to give those kids a great send-off. And what's even better, I have Jasmine Harris, who is the director of African American media for the Biden-Harris campaign, 2024 campaign. And I would like to welcome her to the Afternoon Jam show. Miss Harris, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm fine. Tonight's debate, okay, as we as Americans and black voters and just voters in general, how should we be preparing for this debate tonight? What should we do?
For sure. You know, I like to say that our people, black people, we're show me people. And so you can't just talk the talk with us. You have to show us the proof behind your words. And so we should do the same thing as we're watching this debate. This will be a great opportunity, another opportunity for President Biden to get up there and show the contrast between himself and convicted felon Donald Trump. We have to remember that they both have records to show for. As it relates to Donald Trump, we remember what it was like under his leadership. Black unemployment rate skyrocketed under Donald Trump. The amount of black Americans without health insurance was at an all-time high under Donald Trump. And violent insurrectionists and white nationalists stormed the Capitol in an embarrassing day under Donald Trump's leadership and guidance to do that. We have to remember that his inability to lead us through the COVID-19 pandemic fell on our shoulders. It was black voters who were disproportionately left dead because of Donald Trump's inability to lead us through the COVID-19 pandemic. It was black-owned businesses who were shattered because of his inability to lead us through the COVID-19 pandemic. And then you have Joe Biden on the other side, who 4 years ago made very specific promises to our community. And 4 years later, look at what we have. We have millions of new jobs created for black workers. We have record low black unemployment. We have black-owned businesses starting up at historic rates. We have billions of student loan debt forgiven, directly working to close a racial wealth gap. We have more black Americans with health insurance right now than we've ever had before. And that's because Joe Biden and Kamala Harris put black voters at the forefront of their administration in a way that we have never seen before. And so we really, you know, as black voters, as black people, should be listening to these two individuals as they talk to us about what they've done and what they will do. Because we know Donald Trump is a very selfish man who couldn't give a, he doesn't give a damn about black people. And he'll show that on that debate stage tonight.
Wow. You just said a mouthful, I guess. I guess that's a weird. I had a whole list of questions for you. You put a fork in it, dropped the mic, and ran off. What I saw. What's at stake in the 2024 election, and what should black voters do to prepare before voting?
For sure, I think a lot of what I just mentioned is at stake. You know, the progress that President Biden and Vice President have made on our behalf. We have billions invested in HBCUs. They cut black child poverty in half by instituting the child tax credit that helped out so many of our families. And so they want to continue doing that and continue working on that progress for black Americans, bringing back the child tax credit. They capped the cost of insulin at $35. They want to do that for everybody, keeping healthcare costs low. They want to keep costs low across the board, making life more affordable, especially for black Americans, because a lot of the times we feel the brunt of it the most. Under Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, the racial wealth gap has closed by 60%. And so they've made so much progress, but there's still so much progress to be made. And there's only one individual in this election who cares about our people enough to continue progressing on our behalf. And that's Joe Biden. Donald Trump is a racist. He doesn't even see us it's equal to our white counterparts. There's no way that a racist can become president and deliver for black Americans. He doesn't even value us in that way to do so. And so we have to understand we have the most to lose this election because Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have done so much on our behalf and want to continue working on our behalf. As a people, we have to vote with our best interests at heart. And if we want to do that this election, that means getting behind Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
All right. I, you know, Jasmine, you just, yeah, okay. I thought I was prepared for this, but they didn't tell me you was already ready to go. So, hey, the presidential election, tell us why. Well, you go ahead. I'm just, presidential election.
Yeah, you know, it, like I said, it's a great opportunity for us to hear from Joe Biden about what he has done for us and will continue to do for our community. And it's another opportunity for Donald Trump to be exactly who we know him to be. He's a convicted felon. He's a liar. He's a crook. He's a fraud. He's all of the worst things. And we need to keep him as far away from the White House as we possibly can.
All right, Jasmine, I want to thank you for this interview. You have been a blessing because I didn't have to go through 100 questions to get the answers that our, you know, community is looking for. I thank you for that. I appreciate that so very much.
Okay. Of course. Of course. I'm, you know, I care about our people very much. So I'm a native of Michigan. I'm from Farmington Hills. My mother was born and raised in Detroit. My father is born and raised in Royal Oak Township. And so, you know, this election means a great deal to me. And we got to show up for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris in November so that they can continue delivering for us, for our people.
All right, Jasmine. Thank you once again. Okay. And that was Jasmine Harris, of the Director of African American Media for Biden and Harris. Thank you again. And we look forward to the debate.
Thank you.
We're going to get back to more music on 103.7 The Beat.